Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota. We're going to have a conversation with Mitch Rowdio from Bemidji. And the Dragon Boat Festival is a culturally diverse situation that's becoming part of Bemidji's history. It's in its 11th year, and it's quite a phenomenon. Mitch has been involved in it from the get-go, and his Dragon Boat team is called the Woolly Irishmen. And I believe you guys have even won it a few times. For those people who don't live in Bemidji or have never experienced the Dragon Boat Festival, Mitch, what would somebody come upon if they were to come upon this phenomenon?
Yep, so it's very unique. There are, if you were to come to the waterfront at Lake Bemidji, you would see these 40-foot long, somewhere between a canoe and a Voyager boat, you know, with 20 people trying to paddle in unison, and a steers person on the back and a drummer on the front.
So. Right. And when he says steers person, he means somebody standing up, holding on to
a rudder, a stick hanging off the back, a rudder to steer it to try and keep the boat going straight as everybody's paddling.
20 people packed in 2x2. They've gone over in the past. They've tumbled over. It's a lot to keep in balance.
The race itself is a straight race. Yep, they paddle out from the waterfront. So you'd see them at the docks at the waterfront paddle out towards BSU.
Okay.
And then there are four boats that race at a time in four lanes. And there are 8 boats total here. So there's always two people or two sets of them.
Yes.
So yeah, you see everybody paddling out towards BSU, and then they stage at a start line, and then a person down there from the event calls the start, and then it's a straight line race back to the waterfront.
It's a battle.
Yes.
Those drums are beating, and the people in those boats are just rowing in unison. You can't get off or else your boat
slows down.
Yeah.
Yep. The more everybody is in unison together, the faster they go.
So it's like stroke, stroke, drum, stroke, like you see in the movies with all of these old boats with.
Yes, but it's just regular people who have gathered together on these teams.
Yeah, and the numbers this year, I'm not exactly sure on the numbers, but I know it's been anywhere from, let's say, 60 to 80 teams. It's an incredible amount of teams.
Of 20 each.
Yeah. So the number of people we get to the waterfront for this event is spectacular.
Yeah, it's all day Saturday?
All day Saturday. It starts, I think the first races are about 8 a.m. And it usually, the final gold race is around 5:15, 5:30, somewhere in there in the evening.
The waterfront at Lake Bemidji, when dragon boat races are going on, it's just full of tents and pavilions. And what all happens there?
Yeah, so this week, if you wanted to go down there any evening, I believe, I'm not sure how early they start practices, but I know from 5 till 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening, you could catch any one of the teams practicing down there this week. So it started on Monday, and it goes all the way through Friday. They will have, each team has a chance to practice twice during the week with their team. And sometimes it's partial teams, or they'll put together teams just to get people used to the boats.
You have to go to the practices.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I mean, otherwise it's a living nightmare.
Yep.
Katie, you've been in the dragon boat race, right?
I have.
That's why you're saying these things.
Right. There's just, your team has to be working as a team. And the only way to make that happen is to go to a couple practices, which are offered during the week leading up to the dragon boat races. However, you've got a group of people who were inspired after the first year of dragon boats, or did it take a couple years? You purchased your own dragon boat.
Yeah, so it took a couple years we've been at the Dragon Boat Festival here. I think it's the 11th year.
Yeah.
And I would say it was 6 years ago, roughly, that group of friends, there's 4 of us that currently own the First City Paddling Club. So it's a group of, we paddle every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is show up on Tuesday. It's individuals getting in the boat. It's not like a specific team. It's just everybody out having fun, getting a workout and practicing their dragon boat skills or just getting a workout. And we do offer, we do have during the year 5 or 6 people that will call us and want to rent the boat for an evening, for whether it's their team for the dragon boat race to get some extra practice in, or even a company that wants a team building exercise and you know, they don't want to do the dragon boat, but they want to get their employees out and to try it out for an evening and a couple hours of fun.
That's a great idea.
So racers need to have rhythm, though. It just sounds like you have to be able to follow the drum and
do that. Yeah, and it's fun to watch everybody's different techniques as all of the different boats. Some are drumming, some are yelling in a bullhorn, some are... They all have their different cadence, like you said, stroke, and some count, and so it's kind of fun to watch everybody.
Do they have uniforms?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's really fun to watch everybody, how they decorate their campsites. They have special contests, who can have the best made-up campsite, and then their uniforms, of course, as well. We've had chickens on the top of your head. The babes, I remember at one time, there were some big hats and some horns, and yeah, it's fun to watch everybody's uniforms.
Yeah, the teams really get into it, and it's a real celebration. And in the past, there have been teams that have been cancer survivors, and it's just a real celebratory day in the community.
There is, yeah. So on Saturday, during the week, the... called the Dragon's Tent, I believe. They open on Wednesday, and I believe they have food during the week in the evenings, as well as all day on Saturday. There are numerous food trucks down at the waterfront.
Yeah, food trucks, beverages, a good time. And then Friday night, there's a parade of teams, generally, and kind of a reliving the lore of the dragon boat.
Yeah, they
legend.
Have. They, yep, they
Can
have.
You talk the, about that a little bit.
It's fun. The parade of teams. I think it's about 5 o'clock. They'll have the parade of teams, and they announce all the teams come in their full dress, of course, and festive atmosphere. And then, yes, it is a awakening of the dragon.
That's
as
what
they
it is.
Paint the eyes on the dragon and have the if it's the there's a group that does ceremonial dance and.
Yeah, from the language villages.
Yes.
They come in and do that. And I know one year they had one of their Chinese professors playing some wonderful Chinese flute music throughout the day too. So it's a real kind of mix of cultures and community and celebration and just people.
Yep,
so,
just fun.
Yeah, 11 years, and that's right at the waterfront. If you can find Paul and Babe, if you can see Paul and Babe, you cannot miss this event. So check it out.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for coming
Mitch.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day on Saturday and Friday night and all these days leading up to it. So
thank you.
You're
it
welcome.
Sounds like you're going to win.
I think you're right. I'm going to say that would be a wonderful thing.
Do you guys have costumes?
We do. We have our uniforms. We dress up with some Irish garb for the parade of teams. So, yeah.
And your team is called?
The Woolly Irishmen.
The Woolly Irishmen, which is good because Mitch is owner of the Keg and Cork.
Yeah, and we're actually sponsored by the Keg and Cork and the Bemidji Woolen Mills and also Coors Light.
Hey, there you go.
The Woolly Irishmen makes sense. Thanks for coming in today.
You bet.
Thank